Hello, everybody. It's that time again for another edition of the Throwback Podcast. This is your host, Ryan the Potman, and I'm Ryan Solo in this studio right now. This is usually where I'm joined by my co-host, Jimmy the Radio Man. Unfortunately, Jimmy is still recovering from the big mishap we had on our last episode with the whole cooking a ketchup pound cake fiasco. Anyways, folks, we have another great show lined up for you today regardless. Angelique Bates, one of the original cast members from the 90s hit Nickelodeon TV show All That, will be our special guest as we reflect on the 25th year anniversary of the hit TV show. I just love the... Hold on a sec. Hello?
Hello. You have a collect call from...
John Cena!
Will you accept the charges?
Collect call? Yes, I accept.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Daddy?
Jimmy, is that you? I haven't heard from you since the last episode with the kitchen explosion. Are you okay?
Oh, I'm doing much better, Daddy. They've been treating me really good in jail.
Wait, what? Oh, jail? What are you doing in jail? You mean you've been in jail this whole time?
Yeah, after that kitchen explosion, I couldn't see, because a big glop of ketchup got into my eyes. And when I ran outside, I accidentally crashed into a police officer who was carrying a box of donuts, Daddy.
You knocked over a police officer carrying a box of donuts? Well, that explains it right there.
Yeah, Daddy. The whole box fell out of his hand and fell on the ground. And when he was running after me, he slipped and twisted his ankle on a jelly donut.
Ouch. So, when are you getting out? Able to get out?
My uncle's coming to bail me out in a couple weeks.
A couple weeks? How come it's taking so long?
Well, he said I have to wait until he gets his tax refund in the mail. Apparently all his other money is all tied up in those lucrative dealings with some Eskimos in Colorado, Daddy.
Eskimos in Colorado. Okay, that sounds very reassuring. At least you're going to get out eventually. Anyways, folks, like I was saying before, we have a really great show lined up with Angelique Bates, former All That star and the host of the podcast, The Evening Showdown. Now remember, if you like what you hear today, be sure to check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio for more exclusive interviews. Also, be sure to check us out on Twitter, @ThrowPodcast, or Instagram, @Throwback_podcast, to keep up to date on the latest updates from us. Now here's our exclusive interview with All That star, Angelique Bates.
Hey, Ryan, can I borrow your credit card number?
What? No.
You are listening to The Throwback Podcast, your stop for everything 90s. This is a throwback exclusive.
Joining me at this time is one of the original alumni from the hit TV show All That. I'm pleased to welcome Angelique Bates. Angelique, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Can't complain. It's hard to believe it's been 25 years since All That first aired, right?
Yeah.
Time flies by.
Right. It's just speeding.
Yeah, it was going a little too fast for me. But were you into acting growing up when you were in school? Like, were you into like acting and like performing and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, actually, I mean, I grew up in the industry. My mom had me in the industry at 8 months old, so I pretty much came out the womb and was in the industry. So this is pretty much all that I've known all my life, I guess, you know, so to speak.
Oh, wow.
So she had me, I had a modeling gig for a Borax ad with one of the actors from The Odd Couple, the original Odd Couple.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say it was Tony Lando, but I don't want to mess up the name. I would actually have to research it. But if you know The Odd Couple, definitely he was the skinnier guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know his name.
Yeah, I don't know his name. But yeah, so... he was one of the main people that was in the Borax ad. Mm-hmm. And then I had an AT&T commercial that used to air with the Lou Ross marathon.
Right.
And then I had booked like a couple, you know, minor projects after that, but nothing like as major as All That. But I did a lot of theater. Theater was really where my love was at.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, so before you were on All That, were you a regular watcher of Nickelodeon like the rest of us?
Not at all. I didn't even have cable.
Oh, really? Huh?
Yeah, I knew nothing of Nickelodeon. I was like, my grandfather, we were watching WrestleMania and Soul Train and the Munsters and, you know, I wasn't watching Nickelodeon.
You got me at WrestleMania.
Right.
I'm a huge wrestling fan.
Right. Like, oh, so is he. So I knew all of those, you know, like the Hulk and all of them. So, yeah. Yeah, like that's what I was watching probably while everybody was like watching Nickelodeon.
Yeah, that's still awesome.
That's what I was looking at.
That's still awesome. So how did you end up hearing about the concept for the show? Like, did someone approach you from the agency you were a part of?
Well, I had did a talent show,
okay.
And I was discovered there, and the person who ended up representing me. I guess you know how they have breakdowns or whatever, and they get these calls or whatever, and I fit, I guess, one of the breakdowns that they were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So I got sent out on the audition, which ended up being about maybe like 2 months. It was a process. I've mentioned before that, you know, in previous interviews that I didn't even think I got it because I had never been on anything that took that long. It's like normally if you would audition for something, you would find out within that week because you probably had a call back like 2 days later or maybe
right.
a day later. Nothing where it just stretched out like for 2 months. It's kind of like, if it stretches like past a week or so, it's like, you probably don't have it, you know, and you just move on.
Wow. I know I had Lisa Reyes on originally. She auditioned like quite a few times before she got it, she said.
You know, that's probably very true. Everybody had their own process because she wasn't from California. I'm from California.
Yeah.
So a lot of us had different processes.
Right.
And some people were flown in and, you know. But, yeah, everybody, either they were doing it in person or they were doing it on camera. Everybody's process was a little bit different. But
yeah.
At the end of the day, I think it ended up, like, adding up to almost the same number, if not more or less.
Yeah. So what was your first day on the set like once you got out? As a part of the cast and started filming the first episode, how was your first day on the set? Like, what was the experience of that?
The crazy thing is, I have no recollection of it.
You don't?
None whatsoever. I remember that I believe we were probably in the trailer with our set teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Those days were pretty much very long. That's when we spent most of our time, especially on school days.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe from there, you know, they would probably like take us into the studio and then we would practice our script because it was for the pilot. And I remember they were just trying to size us and make mm-hmm. sure the props all worked and everything. I know we were really excited because it was just like we were like this big family that just got thrown together. We had like these big brothers, big sisters, little brother, little
right.
sister, you know,
right.
concept going on. So it was just like we were put in a situation. It was kind of like, okay, boom, I like each other.
Yeah.
You know, so,
yeah, I get you what you're saying.
Universal Studios with our playground, so, you know.
Yeah. So did you get along with the rest of the cast right away when you guys first started?
I mean, for the most part.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's always a good
thing.
Yeah,
for the most part. Like I said, it's just like any family, you know, brothers and sisters fight or whatever. You know, there might be that one person, or even just like any school. You know, there's that one person that you kind of like, you might think they're stuck up or...
Yeah.
Or, you know, if anything, we definitely, I want to say we were the best of friends.
Right.
Like I said, it was like the first time.
Yeah, I hear you.
That we had met. And then you also have to keep in mind that some of us were younger, way younger than others. So we're all in school. Now put the whole school concept into play. What happens when you're in high school or junior high? You have the seniors, you have the freshmen.
Right.
It was that. It was just like, okay, you got these younger kids. Well, if you're older, you're too cool for the younger kids. So, you know, it was pretty much like a school atmosphere, family, big brother, you know, little sister.
Right,
little sister
right.
You know, annoying the big brother. You know, it was that. It was nothing like, you know, malicious or anything. But after, you know, we got past the pilot and hit, you know, first season and second season,
mm-hmm.
we had no choice but to really get along.
Yeah, it had to take some time, I guess. What was your favorite character to play on the show? My personal favorite was the whole Randy and Mandy stuff. You guys were
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Randy and Mandy, that was my favorite one.
You guys cooked everything in chocolate.
Right. Yeah, that was the whole concept. Everything had chocolate. There are things.
Yeah.
That didn't even make it to TV that we had to eat. That mess was so nasty. But it was fun. We got to be messy. I think that's probably why it was one of my favorite characters to do.
Yeah. I think you also did a Steve Urkel character, didn't you?
Yeah, I did Steve Urkel.
Yeah.
And I was also Beth, the original Beth for Good Burger, and I was Penny Lane in Super Duke.
Oh, wow. You know, the cool thing about a lot of these characters on the show, that you could honestly have taken a lot of these characters that were so funny and powerful, you could have spun it off into their own series, like Randy and Mandy, then there was Walter the Ear Boy, and then there was the Librarian. This is a library!
And don't forget Ishbu.
Yeah. Ishbu, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Pierre Escargot, all those. Yeah, they were so funny. Right. You could actually made a whole series just on those characters.
Oh, yeah, it was smart for some of the characters that they did go ahead and branch off. Randy and Mandy would have been definitely an awesome one.
Yeah. Do you have any funny or random encounters with fans on your time on the show or afterwards, like, that just kind of sticks out to you? Like, any funny encounters with, like, fans of the show or anything?
I can't really say they're too funny, but definitely had some scary moments. But most of my fans have kept it pretty sane and neutral. It's just more surprising them and them not, you know, realizing I'm the girl from All That, or, you know.
Right,
but they'll just get a random situation. Like, I could be in the store or something,
mm-hmm.
or I might have been walking around Universal. Uh-huh. And they're like standing right next to me, and it's just like, oh my God, you're the girl from All That. Do you realize you're the girl from All That? You know,
right?
Or I used to get the, do you know you look just like that girl from All That? Well, you're way much prettier than her. It was like, but I am her. So,
oh, wow.
I mean, I guess that might have been a funny one right there, but yeah.
that's too funny. What about backstage? Were there any funny backstage moments or stories involving the rest of the cast or yourself when you were on the show? Anything that sticks out to you or that you can recall?
Well, I remember there was a situation. There's always the closing scene where we all run from the back, and either we introduce the musical act or we were, you know, closing out the musical act. And somebody had a brilliant idea, one of the employees, they completely got in trouble after this, but someone had a brilliant idea to stick this metal pole right in the middle of where we had to run up the stairs.
Oh, wow.
And the thing about that is that in the back, it was pitch black. Once you like, okay, so you remember the cold open?
Yeah.
Where we would be in our, like, room, and we had our painting on the wall and everything. Okay, so those stairs were actually the stairs that would lead to the stage. So in that little hallway little area,
mm-hmm.
it goes completely black.
Right.
So as you notice, in every episode, we're always running up the stairs. So I don't remember who was in front of me, but they ended up seeing the pole and ducked to the left real quick. I didn't see it,
uh-huh.
and ran smack dad into
smack
the pole.
Smack dad into, oh.
Smack dad. And it wasn't a small pole. It was a very big one.
Dang. That had to hurt.
And I'm just grateful I didn't lose any teeth or anything, but I remember because we were all supposed to run. So it wasn't like there was a gap. We were all running, and whichever cast member was in front of me, they had a quicker reflex than I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, and I was like, smack. And that was a very interesting and painful experience.
Oh, it had, that hurts me just thinking about it.
Right.
In terms of celebrity and musical guests, did you have a favorite who were on the show?
The Brat would definitely be number one.
Yeah, she was on a debut episode, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, where was she? No, well, TLC was the pilot.
Yeah,
and I think she came in first season. I just don't remember which episode she was. And then TLC, I was going to say, would be the, my second. Yeah. And then, of course, Aaliyah.
Oh wow! Yeah, so yeah, and TLC sung the intros to the theme, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Yep, that's them that sings all that day.
Wow, that's so awesome.
And in the pilot, they were originally the intro. It wasn't us. You saw us partly, but
yeah,
it was TLC.
Oh, okay. That's cool. You were on the show for how long? 2 seasons?
Yeah, the pilot plus 2 seasons.
Yeah. Okay. How come you left the show after 2 seasons? Did you just want to try other things after that, or you were just... didn't have the time
for it? No, my contract was canceled.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, life goes on.
I guess that's just part of the business sometimes, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, so what other projects were you in after the show ended? Like, what kind of things were you involved in?
So, when the show ended, I was actually on Boston Public. And then it was another show that I did, Strong Medicine. When I was actually on the show, it was kind of hard for us to venture out because we were under exclusive contracts.
Right.
So, you know, normally the most logical thing is to, they've changed the contract a lot nowadays, but normally it's best to be on other projects and working while you're currently on a hot show.
Right.
Not when you're not on the show anymore. So... we kind of, you know, hit a little bump with that because it was like, okay, well, I'm not on the show anymore. And, you know, just like with anything in Hollywood, they want people who are currently working for whatever reason. Doesn't matter how many fans, followers you have. It's like, oh, are you currently working? Well, nowadays we live in a social media world. So it might be like, oh, well, how many followers do you have? And do you have a blue check?
Yeah.
But back then, those were like the few projects that I was able to do. I had another show called, Ask Angie, and
okay.
A talent page. Those were my two shows that I actually produced, directed, and I wrote.
Okay. And and then you also made an appearance on the 100th episode anniversary edition of all of that, didn't you?
It would be the 100th episode. Yes, I did that one.
Yeah. How was it going back after all that time?
It was different.
Yeah.
it was interesting. It was an interesting experience.
Yeah.
But you know, got to see everybody, got to see, you know, the new heads. There were some that were like super excited to see me because they felt like I passed the torch to them, and you know, they felt like I opened the doors for them, which I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And if I'm remembering correctly, weren't you, I think you appeared in a music video too, didn't you, with Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake?
Yes, I did.
How'd you end up with that gig?
Actually, one of my friends, Jamie, she is a Michael fanatic. Mm-hmm. And she knows I'm a Michael fanatic. And one day, she was just like, hey, my friend, you know, and it's like, because she's... she was a casting person or whatever. And she was like, you know, they're looking for people, such and such, such and such, but this is what it is. And I was like, I don't even care what the contract is. I don't care. Like, I didn't even care. I'm like, yo, it's Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake. Like, are you serious?
Damn.
Like, I went and I was just like, I don't even care. I didn't care what the terms were or anything. Like, you can't turn anything like that down. Like,
no, you can't turn that. You can't turn a gig like that down. That's like a...
No, not at all. It's like once in a lifetime, literally.
Exactly. I was about to say the same thing. were you able to talk to Michael or Justin when you were doing the shoot?
Well, Justin was over in Australia, I believe.
Yeah.
He was performing, and Michael was already deceased. So that was the tribute. That was when they tried to come out with the, that album that came after his death. So
yeah,
that's why you see all the clips from all the different eras or whatever, because that was the tribute.
Right. So what year did you film that?
I would have loved to meet Michael Jackson. Oh my God. If I had met him, you got to have seen pictures, videos, Everything.
Everything,
like,
right?
Oh, my God. I would have completely lost my shoes. Like, I don't know what I would have said.
Oh. So what year was this?
That was the second best thing. Hmm?
What year was this filmed, the music video?
Oh my God!
It had to be after it was after 2009 then, because he died in 2009, so it had to be. Something.
Yeah, it was definitely after. I want to say it was like 4 years ago. See, I'm kind of looking now while I'm talking to you. Like, when was that video? That. I was like, I'm gonna find it while we're talking, so you don't get asking more questions.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, go ahead. what other projects do you? What do you got lined up currently? Like, what are you currently up to?
Well, I have a show called The Evening Showdown that's over at CBS Radio / Intercom. They are affiliated with Digital Soapbox Network.
Okay.
Yeah, it comes on like every Wednesday. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, YouTube, everything, all the platforms. Just, you know, stream it, download it, listen to it. Actually, I just had Kel on there.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I had Katrina on there. And then actually I had Natalia Ross, who's not from all that, but she was from Alex Mack.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So that's one thing I've been working on. I actually have kids now. So my son, he's actually doing a lot of work. He just did Marlon Wayans' Storytime webisode. And he actually has a film that's getting ready to hit the film festival, where he's a lead in that. And it's just me balancing my career and my kids, you know, as long as they want to be in it. so it's just been really busy. And I'm actually supposed to be filming a movie this month, too, How to Kill an Actor. It's a horror film. Yeah, so, you know, it actually I have a producer credit in that. So I'm pretty geeked about this year. Oh, and I pulled up the date. So it was 2014 that they released that song.
Oh, 2014? That was just like 4 or 5 years ago then.
Yeah. I felt like it was like real close, but, you know, like right in between. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, just right in the middle. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's really what I've been doing. There's other projects coming up, but it's like I can't speak on those, but these are like the main ones I can speak on right now.
Yeah, it's okay. Would you ever do another like type of variety type of show, like All That, like kind of something that's set up so much like Mad TV or Saturday Night Live? Would you ever consider doing something like that again if someone approached you?
I mean, if I was approached about it, then I would definitely consider it. I have probably the main ones I would be interested in. Like, if they did a Mad TV or something, like, I would be cool with that. If they did In Living Color, which I actually auditioned for when they were going to do the reboot, like, I would do something like that because I think that's, like, really cool.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's really cool. You know, with the anniversary of All That this year, do you have, like, any current, like, stuff lined up with that coming up? Like, any appearances or like specials you guys got going on?
Well, I don't know what Nickelodeon has in store. Our relationship is a little, you know, but they might have something. I'm pretty sure they do.
Okay.
As far as me, like, I didn't even realize, like I said, I didn't realize it was 25 years. I'm like, oh, really? Learn something new every day. So, you know, I'm pretty sure as the date gets closer, something will come up.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's true. You never know. You hear all these shows and movies having all these anniversaries, and you didn't, like, all the anniversary dates, like, oh, suddenly 25 years, it's 20 years. You're like, whoa, I didn't know that. And then here it is all of a sudden. Yeah.
Like, I know if it's 25 years, there's no way they're going to let that go without doing something. So I just don't know if I'll be a part of it. So that's really the time.
Yeah.
See if I'll be a part of it. But yeah, I know the franchise, it only makes sense to, like, they did every other monumental.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They got to do something.
That's true.
It would actually be pretty lit to have the whole entire original cast. That would be dope.
They should do a one-off show just for the 25-year anniversary of the original cast and do like a one-hour special or something.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Like, I would be so for that. Like, I think that would be... I think, honestly, the fans have been wanting it. The fans have been requesting it for years. So,
yeah.
I really think that that's something... that the fans should get, you know? No telling. Like I said, they have a new president. Ryan's back over at Nickelodeon. He's the president now.
Yeah,
you know, he went from producing our show, like he's one of the creators of our show.
Right.
And now he's like the president over there. So it's no telling. Like, I know we have a lot of stuff lined up this year. Mm-hmm. So no telling what they got up their sleeve.
I know they just brought back the Double Dare like last year, so you never know.
Exactly. They did Double Dare. Phil Moore is over there from Nick Arcade. And they've got some other stuff too.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff going on. So you never know. So you can never say never with that stuff. So
exactly. Never say never.
Right. So any final words before we wrap this up?
Oh, no, not really. I mean, I just want to thank you for having me on your show. I mean, I think it's pretty cool. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Thanks for thinking of us.
Oh, no, all that was one of my favorite shows. I had to have some people on there, like Nickelodeon, all that, Ren and Stimpy, Nick Arcade, Rugrats, all those shows.
Are You Afraid of the Dark? That used to be mine.
Yeah, Snick, yeah. Like, yeah, you guys were part of that original block with it. Clarissa, all that, Pete and Pete.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Clarissa Explains It All. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, that's tough. Do you know whatever happened to that orange couch? Is that like in the museum somewhere now?
Oh my gosh, that is such a good question. You know, it's probably in one of their storages. I would hope it would be. But you know what? No one really thought that Nickelodeon would turn to the way that it did, this whole nostalgia, vintage, collectors kind of thing. So I don't even know if they kept that couch. I know they stumbled and actually ended up keeping the corn. Like, what are the odds of that?
Right.
But there were, like, things that they, like, every season they would pretty much get rid of because no one really thought it was going to do, like, the way that it did.
Yeah, no one saw how impactful and, like, nostalgic all those shows and Nickelodeon would be all these years later.
Right.
But, it really stood the test of time compared to a lot of other stuff from the 90s. Like, 90s is like a magical period now when you look back on it. It's just like the 80s. People look back at the 80s of seeing how nostalgic.
Right.
Yeah. 90s
right.
is the
you
same
know,
way.
That's a good question. I'm going to ask somebody, like, is that couch still around? Like,
that's a nice look. Yeah.
Everyone always asks about the cord.
Yeah, that's a nice looking couch, too. So.
Right.
I think they brought back, someone was telling me they brought back Snick not too long ago to Nickelodeon. I think they have a new, like, Snick vlog, but it's kind of different or something.
Yeah, Splat. I think it's called Splat now.
Is it? Okay.
I mean, I don't watch it. I really don't watch it now because I barely really watch TV. My kids watch everything else. But my kids love Nickelodeon, Disney or whatever. I just don't watch it. I'm more trying to catch it with Empire and Star.
Yeah, they got the real stuff now, yeah.
Right, you know, I don't really look at it. But yeah, I think Splat was supposed to be kind of, you know, them trying to touch on that.
Yeah.
Don't quote me,
mm-hmm.
but yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. All right, Angelique, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thanks for coming on.
No problem. Like I said, thanks for having me.
Special shout out goes to Angelique Bates. We would like to thank her for stopping by to talk to us about her time on the hit TV show All That. Be sure to check out her podcast, The Evening Showdown, wherever you download your favorite podcasts. It really is hard to believe it's been already 25 years since All That first aired on Nickelodeon. We are also looking forward to checking out the reboot of All That will be featuring Kenan Thompson as the executive producer in the very near future. The news of the reboot actually just broke a few weeks after we did this interview. This will definitely be very exciting to keep an eye on.
Oh, I agree, Daddy. All That is one of the greatest shows ever.
Jimmy, are you still on the phone? I have you on speaker. I thought you hung up for some reason.
Oh, I'm here, Daddy. I'm just here in my jail cell sitting on this bench listening to that great interview you had.
I thought you had a time limit on the phone calls in the slammer.
I must be okay. The security guard is by the door taking a nap, Daddy, with a lollipop hanging out of his mouth.
I know you must be anxious to get out of there.
What are you talking about, Daddy? I'm having a time of my life in here. This morning we had arts and crafts. We made a jail cell out of popsicle sticks. Plus, I made a friend named Bonesaw. I don't think he loves the food here, though. For the last few days, he keeps throwing his food tray and accidentally hitting me in the face with it.
Jimmy, I don't think that's an accident.
Oh, sure it is, Daddy. He tells me that my face makes him laugh because it reminds him of his son's pet hamster.
I don't think that's a compliment, buddy. I don't think that dude's really your friend.
Daddy, what you talking about?
Hey, stupid, get off the phone! You're sitting on my bench! Who is that?
Oh, that's my pal Bonesaw now. He just wants to chill out and...
Hey, I say get off the phone, you little shit! You're sitting on my bench! I'm gonna shove this phone straight up your... Hello? Hello, Jimmy? Okay, we just lost Jimmy. Okay, anyways, folks, I hope you enjoyed this edition of The Throwback. Be sure to check out a special bonus episode of The Throwback in the coming days that we have coming out with a special returning guest star and another former All That star, Elisa Reyes. Until next time, goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out on Twitter at Throw Podcast or on the web at www.blogtalkradio.com/throwback.